You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here on the practice field at the UC Health Training Center, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on the Mailbag, and let's get started with a question from Gary Mattson, who asks, does the defensive line have a big man for the middle, one who will plug it up and require double teams to move him? Well, it looks like Sylvester Williams is going to be that guy. One thing I was noticing during the Friday morning practice is how often Williams was getting double teamed, particularly by Matt Paradis and Max Garcia, the two young guys who are working on the first team at the offensive line right now. Williams has been that disruptive of a force on that regular of a basis to where the offensive line feels like it's got to devote a couple of blockers to keep him out of the backfield. That's a very good sign. Certainly, Bill Kolar has lit a fire under the 2013 first-round pick, and he looks like a different player. He looks like the guy that was a surefire first-rounder when he came out of North Carolina, and a guy who I recall back at during Senior Bowl week that year, really impressed and really shot onto a lot of radar by just dominating his one-on-one drills. Seeing that here, and also seeing some promise from Darius Kilgo right behind him. Marvin Austin Jr., he's nursing a groin injury, so that's giving Kilgo some opportunities. And then also, not so much a plugger who's going to draw double teams, but a guy who's going to be a factor, is Vance Walker working at nose tackle when he bounces inside from the defensive end. But clearly, I think Sylvester Williams is starting to look like that guy that can occupy multiple blockers up front. Our second question is from Raj Naik, and he wants to know, I've been wondering if Tyson Brailo impresses and does a great job this season, does it signal the end for Ryan Clady in Denver? That's a good question, and it's one that if Tyson Brailo does well, it's going to be a tough question going into the offseason. Of course, Ryan Clady's salary cap number for 2016 is $10.1 million. You know, you're always looking to make moves relative to the salary cap. That's just part of the game. We know about pay cuts and restructures. That goes with the territory. But so much of that is going to have to do, of course, with how Tyson Brailo fares. As Gary Kubiak has stated throughout the offseason and in recent days, if you hit on this young offensive line, talking about guys like Tyson Brailo, like Max Garcia if he ends up in the starting lineup, or if it's Ben Garland at left guard, like Matt Paradis if he ends up beating out Gino Gradkowski at center, if those guys do well, then you've got a chance to be very good on the offensive line for a long time. But the other side of that is, if Tyson Brailo flourishes as a left tackle, then for 4 years, you've got a relatively cost-controlled left tackle playing on his rookie contract that can free up your money for other things. So certainly, I think a lot of what happens to Ryan Clady going forward is going to depend on how Tyson Brailo does at left tackle. He's improving on the practice field. We're going to see what he does come game time, starting with the Seattle preseason game next week. He's got a lot of challenges ahead of him, but certainly if he grows from the experience, then maybe you're talking about something happening with Ryan Clady in the offseason. Thanks as always for your questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, just go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.